What's up, everyone? My name is Stephen Michaels. Welcome to the number one Raiders show in the world. This is the Raiders Daily. All right, so here we go, guys. Bad news, really bad news since the last time I did a show. The last time I did a show was when the Raiders went to London and they beat up Mac. In the big revenge game, the Raiders looked fantastic. The offense was clicking. Derek Carr seemed to understand the system. Everything looked perfect. This team that beat Chicago and London and beat the Indianapolis Colts in Indy, that team looked like a playoff team. Well, I told you guys that the next time I would do a show would be after the Texans game, which I told you back then would be a huge game because it has so much playoff implications, especially if they did lose against the Packers. Well, they did lose against the Packers. It was just a mess of a game, but they did lose. The scoreboard looked bad, but you know, the Raiders were doing pretty much what they wanted to do on offense in that game. They just needed something on defense, and the defense just would not give them a thing. Now, a week later, against the Houston Texans, a team that has a victory over the Kansas City Chiefs, who, by the way, right now, they're playing the Green Bay Packers. So I don't know the while I'm recording this, I can't tell you who won the game. For all of Raider Nation's sake, you better hope it's the Green Bay Packers. But will it matter anyways? The Raiders are now 3-4. That's not that great. The Texans are 5-3. The Texans have a win, of course, over the Chiefs, and now the Raiders. Now, this game, we're not going to talk about the Packers game. I kind of summed it up. You know, the offense was doing pretty much what they were doing okay. It was totally a defensive breakdown. There were a few things that, you know, on offense I did not like. It was pretty much throw to Darren Waller. That's it. This game against the Texans, they come into the game for the first time with Gabe Jackson and Richie Incognito and Rodney Hudson and Trent Brown and Colton Miller. For the first time all season, the starting O-line enters the game. When you look at it on paper, you are saying, wow, the Raiders are really going to put a beating on the Houston Texans. Now, yes, I think Deshaun Watson, I like the guy. I think I like how he runs around and makes plays and stuff like that. But I don't think the Houston Texans are that great. I really don't. They play in the worst division in football. It's like the Indianapolis Colts. Remember when people were pumping them up when they beat the Chiefs? And the Raiders destroyed the Colts. That game wasn't even close. The Raiders manhandled the Colts just like they did to Chicago. And listen, they were doing that to Green Bay. It's just, like I said, their defense sucks. Now, this game was a little bit different. Yes, the defense was terrible again. And by the way, the Raiders did trade Gerrion Conley to the Texans, so they were going to be playing against them. Now, it really made no difference. Gerrion Conley sucks. The Raiders been trying to trade this guy, I don't know what, for 2 years now? But no one would ever give anything for him. Finally, a team, because they're so desperate, the Texans were so desperate, they gave a third-round pick for the constantly injured, can't do training camp Gerrion Conley. So the Raiders jumped on it. They didn't care they were playing against this guy the following week, because giving a third round pick for a guy that you literally could not get a seventh round pick for before the season, you are gonna jump at it. right away. There's a reason why the Raiders said yes right away. Because no other team was offering that for Gerrion Conley. So the Raiders trade Conley to the Texans. And you look at this game. I mean, the Raiders were basically playing against a bunch of backups in that secondary. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, even second stringers. We're talking about third stringers and guys off the practice squad. The Texans were just riddled with injuries on defense. And the throw, you know, Morin, they don't have their starting right tackle, their backup right tackle. They have this other guy. They're on their third right tackle playing this game. Oh, and also, they don't have Will Fuller. They're, what, their best wide receiver or second best wide receiver? So, I mean, this is a game on paper. The Raiders should be able to go into Houston. They know how big of a game this is. John Gruden has been preparing for this game like a madman all week long. He told the team, make no mistake about it. This is a playoff game, guys. We need to take care of business on this crazy road trip we're in right now. This is the last stop. Let's win this game. It will give us momentum. And we will be right in the mix for the playoffs. And tomorrow, we'll probably try to go get some talent on this team. We'll probably try to make some trades. Now, they're going to try to make some trades anyways. I'll get to that later. But, you know, they would have been more aggressive in trying to get players. More talent. I'll get to it later. But anyways, let's talk about this game. A lot of people, I mean, I see Raider fans all over Twitter and Facebook. They all, you know, everyone has an excuse. They blame it on the defense. They blame it on Derek Carr. They'll blame it on someone. But the thing is, it's really hard to say. I mean, there's not one person to blame for this loss. There's not. Because as a collective unit, this team has failed you this week. And last week, by the way. They failed you last week. The offense definitely failed you last week, and the defense last week as well. This week, they failed you big time. This week, the defense, you know, they weren't that bad opening up the game. So when people just say it's the defense, they are wrong. When people, you know, say it's, oh, it's just Derek Carr, they are wrong. Now, was the defense great in this game? No. Was Derek Carr, like, fantastic in this game? Absolutely not. Did he have guys drop footballs when they probably shouldn't have? Yes, a lot of them. At least, on my count, three or four. But he overthrew a lot of guys. He threw passes that, you know, he should have thrown better. You know, if he just maybe let a guy or didn't overthrow it or lead a guy on a pass. He just didn't put the ball where it needed to be in order to be successful. Now, he did do that, as you know, when Hunter Renfrow caught that touchdown. That was leading a guy, putting it exactly where it needed to be, and Hunter Renfrow did the rest. But anyways, let's just start off with the game, all right? The Raiders, they get the ball to start the game. This is when the Raiders, they need a score. I've noticed this. When they play these games, when they want to get the ball to start off the game, usually the Raiders will score. But this time, they go four plays and 12 yards, a minute 28, and they punt. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. I mean, awful, right? I mean, just awful. But listen, here's the thing. You know, like I said, the defense has been terrible, but you got to take this into consideration here. The Texans get the ball. They go seven plays for only 19 yards, but they chewed up 4 minutes off the clock, but they punted. So the Raiders get the ball back. That's when I need a guy, Derek Carr, to do something. That's when I need Derek Carr to really, you know, get a touchdown here. Oh, instead, they go three and out. 3 plays, 7 yards, 50 seconds. 50 seconds. So, the Texans get the ball. The Raiders have to punt. But guess what? The Raiders' defense hold them again. A three and out. 3 plays, only 8 yards for the Texans. Only 8 yards. I mean, you couldn't ask. That's perfect. Because right after that, the Raiders get the ball and they finally get something going. They do 8 plays, 95 yards. It was short, but who cares? They score a touchdown. 3 minutes and 31 seconds. They get on the board. Things are going really, really good right now. That's the Hunter Renfro touchdown, by the way. You know, like I said, Derek Carr put it exactly where it needed to be. You know, he did have a... Up until this point, Derek Carr was overthrowing people. He was. He wasn't... He was not throwing that great. You know, some of his passes just looked odd, to say the least. I mean, there was one... I don't know what he was trying to do. He was trying to throw to Foster Monroe, I believe. It just looked weird. But anyways, you know, Hunter Renfro gets a touchdown. This is the problem, okay? So they get a touchdown. The Raiders are up 7-0. Now they kick the ball to the Texans. Now, the Raiders are really bad at getting momentum in an NFL game and keeping that momentum. They're terrible. Because the Texans get the ball back, and what do? 6 plays, 75 yards, 2 minutes, touchdown. 7-7, just like that. Just like that. Now, this is my point, okay? This is my point. It's 7-7 now. The Raiders get the ball, though. They're getting the ball back. But they go 3 plays and 6 yards. 3 and out. Punt. They punt. Another possession they don't score on. And this is the problem. When you have such a bad defense like this, but you got to score on all these possessions. Especially when your defense, you know, they're doing 3 and outs. You know, they're getting these guys off the field. We're only in the first quarter. 1, 2, let's see, you know, 3. 3 punts already. The Raiders punt, and then they get the Texans, and they get them a punt. And then that's when the Raiders actually do something. They go 10 plays, 70 yards, 4 minutes and 43 seconds. That's all it took them. It was a fantastic drive. Fantastic drive. But guess what? Everything's good now, right? They stop the Texans. The Texans get the ball. They go 3 and out. Arden Key. And, you know, these guys, the Raiders are looking good. But you're up 14-7 now. You score a touchdown. Texans got the ball. They went 3 and out. They went 3 plays for -9 yards. That is momentum. The defense, they were fired up. The offense, they were fired up. You're up 14-7. You're up 14-7, and you're getting the ball back. That's when the Raiders need to score, and they need to make it 21-7. That's when things happen. That's when you start getting the ball rolling, the momentum going, and you just shut out the Houston Texans. But no, the Raiders go 3 and out as well. 3 plays for 5 yards, and they punt it. And guess what happens after that? The Texans, they go 11 plays, 64 yards, and they get a field goal. I know, not a big deal, but still, 14-10, when it really should be 21-10, right? The Raiders get the ball. Now, they better do something here, right? They don't. They punt. They go 3 and out. 3 and out. And then after that, it went to halftime, of course. But, you know, the Texans get the ball to start the half. They get the ball.
End of second quarter. Let's see what the Raiders can do. Can they stop the Texans? No, they cannot. The Texans go 9 plays, 53 yards, and they get a field goal, making a 14-13. But then the Raiders rebound. Now, this is the turning point of the football game, guys. This is, without a shadow of a doubt, the football game. Texans get the field goal. They make it 14-13. The Raiders get the ball back. They go 6 plays, 77 yards. Everything was looking good. Tyrell Williams gets a pass from Derek Carr for 46 yards. It was fantastic. The Raiders go up 21-13. Now, this is when the momentum has to kick in. This is when you got to take over the game. You're up 8 points at that time. 8 points. So, the Raiders kick the ball to the Texans. Now, I'm telling you, this is the turning point of the game, and you're going to hear why in just a second. So the Texans get the ball, and they're just going these short little passes to DeAndre Hopkins, who's, by the way, getting 13 yards, a lot of penalties here. Deshaun Watson again to DeAndre Hopkins for 15 yards in the middle of the field to hear why he had in all these are Carl Joseph. You're going to hear his name a lot in this. And then the Raiders get him for 3rd and 3. 3rd and 3 at the Oakland 42. Can you stop him? No, you can't, because DeAndre Hopkins gets a 7-yard pass. Unbelievable. And then, of course, they get him to 3rd and 6. But guess what? Guess what happens here? Deshaun Watson throws a short pass to Duke Johnson to the Oakland 25 for 6 yards for a first down. Unbelievable. And then, of course, I mean, it just keeps on going. Shotgun. Oakland. To the Oakland 17. Carl Joseph had to make the stop. And then here is the game, in my opinion. It is 2nd and 2. Deshaun Watson, is in the shotgun. He gets out of the shotgun. He goes back into the shotgun. He hands it to Carlos Hyde. He runs for no gain. Max Crosby hits the ball out of his hands. There is a fumble. There is a fumble. The ball is on the ground. It's at the Oakland 17. It's at the Oakland 17. I mean, this is it. You stop them right here. The ball's on the ground. And what? Carl Joseph, he jumps on the ball. Jumps on the ball. Raiders got it, right? No. For some reason, Carl Joseph, for some reason, does not recover the fumble, even though he has 2 hands on the ball. He's basically laying on the thing. I don't know how this guy does not get this fumble. In a game where there's no turnovers, this was a huge miss for the Oakland Raiders. If Carl Joseph gets that, if he gets that, do you understand what that means? Because guess what ends up happening? They don't get the fumble. The Texans recover, and then Deshaun Watson throws a short pass to Fells for a touchdown. And just like that, the momentum has changed. Just like that. It was unbelievable. I mean, in the third quarter after that, the Raiders, they go 9 plays, 50 yards. And unfortunately, guess what? They had to settle for a field goal. You cannot do that in this type of game. You just cannot do that. I mean, that's the problem. That is the problem right there, everyone. If you want to know why the Raiders lost, That's why they lost. Because they had a fumble, they could have recovered that fumble, and maybe a scored a touchdown. And then if you want to follow up with a field goal, fine. You're up freaking 14, 15, whatever it is, points. But the Raiders go 9 plays, 50 yards, but they couldn't punch it in. Once again, they had this problem against Green Bay, and they didn't do it again here. But the Raiders, you know, they're still up 24-20. But guess what? Texans get the ball back. 9 plays, 75 yards, 4 minutes and 22 seconds. Touchdown. They go up 24-7. And that's pretty much it. I mean, just awful. Just completely awful. I mean, that fumble by Hyde and Joseph not getting it was just so huge. It was so huge. I mean, there's really no reason why he didn't get that fumble. But after that, like I said, Texans end up scoring, and then the Raiders, in a weird, I will say this, you know, it probably wouldn't have been overturned, and, you know, with the, you know how the refs are with the Raiders, so it probably wouldn't have mattered either way. But that pass on the 3rd and 16, the Derek Carr pass, he throws deep right to Tyree Williams, who did have a few drops in this pass, no doubt about it. But, you know, man, that was some pass interference if I ever seen any. And there was no flag there when there really should have been a flag. John Gruden should have challenged that. He really should. I know he's not going to win. It's stupid. He's not going to win it. He's not going to win it. But there was definitely some pass interference going on there. But that's just the way things go with the Raiders. And he doesn't do it. You can't, for some reason, he trusted his defense, and the Texans just wore them out. They went 8 plays for 40 yards, and they ran 3 minutes and 56 seconds, and that was the end of the game. The Raiders lose 24-7. You know, I mean, just the way it is. Every game I've noticed, when the Raiders lose, they always have a meltdown in a quarter. It's one quarter. Think about it. The Chiefs game. It was that one quarter, the second quarter. The Vikings game, it was one quarter. I believe it was the third quarter, I believe. Same thing with the Green Bay Packers game. That was the third quarter. This game was the fourth quarter. You know, Oakland gets 3 points. 3 points. And the Texans get 14. 14 points. So you're going to lose those kind of games when you're letting a team score on you like this. It's just the way it is. You're going to lose these kind of football games. You cannot let teams score consecutive points on you and not respond. You just can't. And that was the problem. I mean, the Raiders responded with a field goal, but a field goal was not good enough at that time. So, I mean, you need to get a touchdown right there. You need a touchdown. You don't go 9 plays for 50 yards for 4 minutes. You need to get a touchdown. Yeah, you know, it's going to get you up 24-20. But, you know, if you get a touchdown there, you're in really good shape. You stand a really good chance. But instead they don't. Like I said, every game, this happens. I mean, if you just look, first quarter, Oakland scored 7. Houston scored 7. Second quarter, Oakland scored 7. Houston only scored 3. Third quarter, Oakland scored 7. Houston had to only settle for 3. And then the fourth quarter, it's the Raiders who settle for 3. And Houston scores 14 points. This is a trend in every game. In every game. But I'm telling you, like I said, there's really not one person to blame as hard. But I'm telling you that when Joseph does not get that fumble, that really did a lot of damage. Because you don't know what's going to happen right there. I mean, you just don't know. You just don't know what's going to happen. The Raiders could have got that ball and went down the field and scored a touchdown. You don't know what's going to happen. But instead, we'll never know. And yes, the penalties were just terrible. That's another reason why the Raiders, if you want to know why the Raiders lost, that's a big reason why they lost this football game. The penalties were outrageous. I mean, absolutely outrageous in this game. They couldn't stop themselves. It was like almost every other play, I would see a penalty. Flag, flag, flag. Score a touchdown? Oh, I don't think so. Flag. I mean, it's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. The Raiders, I mean, listen to this, guys. They had 11 penalties for 100 yards. 100 yards! The Texans had 7 for 50. But the Raiders' penalties hurt them. I mean, it was just the... Josh Jacobs, I mean, he ran for 93... or he, I'm sorry, he didn't run... He ran for 66 yards in this game. So, I mean, that's a big thing, too. I mean, you need Josh Jacobs to have around 100 yards if you're going to be successful. Carlos Hyde had more rushing yards than Josh Jacobs. Now, Josh Jacobs, yes, he is dealing with a shoulder injury. I understand that. Also, Rodney Hudson got hurt in this game, which is not good going forward for the Raiders. But you know what? I didn't think Andre James, I believe that was his name. Sorry if I'm saying his name wrong, but I believe that's his name. I don't think he played that bad at all, to be honest with you. I mean, it is a difference when you're out there, obviously. Rodney Hudson's, you know, he's the anchor of that offense. He can tell you, you know, when what kind of protection and all that kind of nonsense. But, you know, for as far as, you know, Carr being harassed and all that kind of thing, you know, this guy did a pretty damn good job. So kudos to him, but the penalties really killed the Raiders. And I said going into this game, if the Raiders are going to win, they're going to have to win the time of possession. And they did not do that. Texans had 35 minutes and 53 seconds. Meanwhile, the Raiders only had 24 minutes. So when you lose the time of possession like that, you're going to lose. Also, the most disturbing stat on this right here is first downs. The Raiders had 15 first downs all game. The Houston Texans had 29. 29! It's crazy. I mean, it really is crazy. Third downs, the Raiders, they were 5 for 12. I mean, it's just not good. Just not good. It's just not good. Total plays. The Raiders only ran 53 total plays. Meanwhile, the Texans, they ran 74. So the Raiders just didn't have the ball enough. And when they did, they needed to do more. Like I said, you know, some people are blaming Derek Carr. I mean, the guy went 18 for 30, 285 yards. Yes, he did overthrow some people. He did not throw it where it should have been. James Lofton, if you're watching this on TV, pointed this out probably about 4 times during the broadcast. And he was right. James Lofton, by the way, is a Hall of Famer. I mean, this guy knows what he's talking about. So, you know, don't kill me for saying it when James Lofton is saying it too. You know what I mean? I mean, come on here. So, I mean, obviously... I'm not saying Derek Carr is terrible. I'm just telling you the facts that he was overthrowing it a lot, and it didn't help that Tyree Williams was dropping very catchable passes. So we had two different things going on, and when you have that kind of chaos, you know, when you're throwing the ball, you know, if you just threw it just a little bit better, that guy could go for a touchdown, but also you got this guy that you're throwing it to that should catch it, even though it's not really where it's supposed to be. He should catch the ball, but he's not catching the ball. So it's a catch-22. I mean, he's not supposed to be throwing it that high, but at the same time, Tyree Williams, you're supposed to catch it no matter what. Yes, if Carr threw it better, you're probably going for a touchdown. But it was high, you would still would have caught it and got a big play, a first down. And he was dropping too many passes in this game. And also, I think Foster Monroe had to be more important in this game. You know what? I think Gruden got excited when he had, you know, Tyree Williams, or not Gruden, I'm sorry. Derek Carr got excited when he sees Tyree Williams is back. You know, they got Zay Jones. I think, you know, he went away from what he usually does, which is, you know, Waller, Monroe, even Derek Carrier. The Raiders are Gruden system with those three tight ends works. But I will tell you, it does not work as good when your running back can only get 66 yards on 15 carries. It doesn't work that well. So that was pretty much, in my opinion, you know, the big thing there. I mean, the Raiders, like I said, I mean, Josh Jacobs had 66 yards. DeAndre Washington only had 23. Jalen Richard, who the Raiders are trying to trade, I'll talk about that right now. He only had 3 yards. He only had one carry. So anyways, going forward, should all you Raider fans be panicking? Listen, it's not good. I'll tell you that they're 3-4. The next games they got coming up, they got Detroit. That's going to be a tough game, guys. I'm telling you right now, that is going to be a tough game for the Raiders. I don't look at records. I look at matchups. I'm a little bit weird. I don't look at football probably the same way you guys do. I'm wired differently. So the matchup-wise, I can see a lot of bad matchups there. The Detroit Lions like to throw to their running backs, for example. They love to do that. And I think that the Raiders, they're going to have a hard time dealing with that. I could see them having a tough time dealing with it. I really could. I mean, there is a couple plays in this game. I mean, I seen Duke Johnson. I mean, we're talking about Duke Johnson here. I mean, I think he had like 4 catches. And he had one big one for like 12 yards. But, I mean, that's what Detroit Lions do all the time. They have their running backs involved, they have their tight end involved, they have their wide receivers involved, so I think it's going to be a tough game for them. But of course, then, you know, they got the Bengals, they got the Jets, they got, you know, they got these teams that, yeah, are winnable, there's no doubt about it, but the problem is, can the Raiders overcome this and go on a run? I mean, the only way this team is going to get... Sorry, but the only way this team's going to make the playoffs, this game was so big. The only way this team can rebound, they got the Lions, they got the Chargers, they got the Bengals, they got the Jets, then they got the Chiefs. The only way, and I'm being serious, is if they beat those teams. So they would have to basically win, what, 5 games? The next 5 games in a row. That's the only way. And by the way, that Raiders versus Kansas City game, I don't care if you're the biggest Derek Carr fan in the world. Here is a fact. He has never beaten the Chiefs in Arrowhead, and that has to end. If he is your franchise quarterback, you need him to go to your division rival, go into his house, his stadium, and beat that team. If he can't do that, then what is the point? What is the point? Just to lose to the Chiefs every year? Never beat them? So that is going to be a huge game for Derek Carr. I am telling you right now, the Raiders are... John Gruden has that game circled. He's going to want to see if Derek Carr can beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. The Raiders are going to Vegas. He's got a lot of decisions to make. I'm telling you, that's going to be a big one. I think he can. I really do. I like the way Derek Carr has been playing this season. I want to make that clear. This is not a bashing Derek Carr thing. I think he has been playing pretty well this season. There hasn't been a lot of shots down the field. A lot of people want to know why he's not throwing deep. He hasn't had the playmakers to do it. And quite frankly, I don't think they really should. Because if you watch that Chicago game, I like that version of the team. I like yards after the catch. I don't think he needs to throw deep. I mean, if it's open, if there's an option play, and let's say it's Zay Jones or Trevor Davis is wide open down the field, yeah, go for it. But you don't have to force it. And I think in this game, I think Derek Carr and probably John Gruden too, you know, he's dialing up plays. I think they thought they could exploit the Texans secondary a lot more, which they should be able to do, but they just couldn't. Like I said, all of those punts the Raiders did. I mean, they should have been scoring touchdowns in this game. There is no reason why I am sitting here telling you guys the Raiders lost this football game. It makes me sick to say it. The Raiders should have beaten the Texans. Now they're in a hole that they got to climb out of. And listen, it's not looking good. I am not going to sugarcoat things for you. Should you panic? I would wait until next week. If they lose next week, the season's over. I'm just telling you right now, the season's over next. If they lose next week, John Gruden will mail it in. He'll just focus on Vegas, and that's it. I think this loss does do a little something as far as trades go. Tonight into Monday and Tuesday, the Raiders were looking at a few guys, a couple that I know for a fact. They're looking at a wide receiver, Vic Beasley. They're looking at him. They're seeing if they can make that work. Remember, he's on the last year of his contract. A couple of guys, Ryan Kerrigan, I know that they spoke about. I don't know if he'll be available. We will find out. A lot of teams say a guy's not available, then he becomes available. Because that's just how it works. But I don't know if the Raiders are going to, if they beat the Texans, I think they would go out there and try going to get 2 to 3 players to try making a huge run. Now that they lost this game, I think John Gruden's going to be a little more hesitant. Now he might pick up one guy, but I think what they will do more, what is more likely, is that they will shop their own players. I can almost guarantee you, if they can get anything for Jalen Richard, which they probably can't, but if they can get anything for this guy, they will trade him. They've been working out running backs now for 2 weeks. They want to replace him. So if they can get anything for him, they will do it. And DeAndre Washington. Not both, but one or the other. If they can get anything for one of those guys, they're going to trade him. Just to let you know. Same thing goes for Carl Joseph, especially after this game. Remember, they did not pick up his fifth-year option. He's on the last year of his contract. There's really no reason to keep him around. He's awful. So if they can get anything for this guy, they've been trying to trade him for 2 years. If they can get anything for him, they're going to trade him. I promise. They are, if they can get anything for him. If they, you know, if they can't get nothing. If someone says, we're going to give you a 7th round pick, I doubt they're going to do it. It's not worth it. But if they can get, let's say, a 5th, I think they'll do it. So we'll find out. But I do expect the Raiders to shop those guys, and we'll see if they bring anyone in. I think they might bring one guy in, to be honest. They would have probably brought 2 and maybe a couple, like a free agent, and... Because if they do trade Joseph, obviously they would need another safety. And I do know they want more pass rush, and they would like another linebacker, and they want a running back, and, of course, a wide receiver, because Gruden loves wide receivers. But I don't think they're going to be doing all of that. I think they'll probably grab maybe one player at the most, and maybe a free agent. That, like, one. That's it. Maybe promote a practice squad guy. They got to get a linebacker. I don't know what's up with Dakota Allen, why he hasn't been on the field yet, but throw him out there. Because his defense is awful. Their secondary is terrible. Now, Mullen got killed today. They actually yanked him. They yanked him because he was so bad. I mean, Gruden couldn't even keep him on the field anymore. They put Nevin Lawson out there at cornerback. They said, here, you go out there. Because this guy just sucks. So the Raiders got to get a cornerback, in my opinion. If anything, they should be looking. They shouldn't even be looking for wide receivers, in my opinion, right now. They should be looking at a cornerback
someone who can get after the quarterback and a linebacker. That's what they need. But we shall see. All right, guys, I got to wrap this up. I am way over my limit. All right, guys, I will see you later. My name is Stephen Michaels. I'll see you in 2 weeks. This is the Raiders Daily.